Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, Data Transformation. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Data Preparation Techniques in the Data Analytics for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the overview of data transformation, common transformation methods, and the importance of formatting for analysis. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to apply data transformation techniques to prepare data effectively for analysis, enhancing your ability to derive insights from raw data. Main content overview of data transformation. Data transformation is a crucial process in data analytics that involves converting data from its original format into a format that is suitable for analysis. This process is vital because raw data often comes from diverse sources and can be inconsistent, incomplete, or unstructured. During transformation, you may clean, aggregate, or restructure data to make it more usable. Imagine you have customer data collected from various platforms, including web forms, surveys, and social media. Each source might have a different format for collecting names, addresses, or preferences. Data transformation allows you to standardize these entries so that they follow a consistent format, making it easier to analyze trends and patterns. Additionally, data transformation can involve enriching the dataset by merging additional relevant information. For example, if you have customer demographics, you might want to combine that data with purchase history to gain deeper insights. Common transformation methods. There are several common methods for transforming data, each serving different purposes depending on the context and the data's intended use. Data cleaning. This involves removing inaccuracies or inconsistencies from the data. For example, you may find duplicate entries for the same customer or misspellings in names. Cleaning ensures that your analysis is based on accurate information. Data aggregation. This method combines multiple data points to provide a summary. For instance, if you are analyzing sales data, you might aggregate daily sales figures into monthly totals to identify trends over time. This helps in understanding performance and making strategic decisions. Data normalization. Normalization adjusts the range of data values to a common scale, which is especially useful when dealing with different units of measurement. For example, if you have sales data in different currencies, normalizing them to a single currency allows for better comparison. This step is crucial for ensuring that comparisons are valid and meaningful. Data encoding. This method converts categorical data into a numerical format, making it easier to analyze. For instance, transforming yes and no responses into ones and zeros allows for statistical analysis and modeling. This transformation is often necessary for machine learning applications where algorithms require numerical input. Pivoting and unpivoting. Pivoting transforms data from long format to wide format, which can be useful for creating summary tables. Conversely, unpivoting changes wide format data into long format, which is often necessary for analysis in data visualization tools. Understanding when to pivot or unpivot data is key to presenting it in the most informative way. These methods are not mutually exclusive and can often be combined for more comprehensive data transformation. Importance of formatting for analysis. Proper formatting is essential for effective data analysis. When data is well structured and consistently formatted, it significantly enhances the analytical process. Here are a few reasons why formatting matters. Improved accuracy. Consistent formatting helps reduce errors in data entry and analysis. For example, if dates are formatted differently across datasets, it can lead to misinterpretation of time series data. A standardized date format ensures that all entries are comparable. Increased efficiency. Well-formatted data allows analysts to spend less time preparing data and more time analyzing it. Automation tools can quickly process consistently formatted data, speeding up the analytical workflow. For instance, using tools that recognize date formats can streamline the pre-processing stage. Enhanced data visualization. When data is correctly formatted, it can be more effectively visualized. Visualization tools often require data to be in a specific format to generate accurate charts and graphs. For example, sales data in a time series format can be easily plotted on a line graph to show trends over time. Effective visualization facilitates clearer communication of insights. Facilitated collaboration. When multiple team members work with data, consistent formatting ensures that everyone interprets the data in the same way. This collaboration is essential for drawing accurate insights and making informed decisions. A shared understanding of data formats fosters teamwork and improves project outcomes. Conclusion: in this lesson, we have explored the concept of data transformation, common methods used in the process, and the importance of formatting for effective analysis. By mastering these skills, you will be better equipped to prepare data for meaningful insights, ultimately enhancing your analytical capabilities. As you continue your journey in data analytics, remember that effective data transformation can significantly impact the quality of your analyses. Reflection questions: how can data cleaning improve the accuracy of your analysis, and what specific techniques would you apply? In what scenarios would data normalization be essential, and how would you implement it in your datasets? Reflect on your understanding of data transformation methods. Which method do you think would be the most beneficial in your work, and why?